Well, as we've been hearing, there was no special mention of Ireland in President Trump's Rose Garden speech. We didn't get singled out on his little list. And as yet, no White House moves on pharmaceutical goods. So after the announcement of this trade war, is it as good as it gets, really, from Ireland's point of view? A question I put earlier to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
For the moment, yeah. I mean, a 20% tariff on everything that's exported to America, apart from pharmaceutical products and microchips and oil, if you're lucky enough to have any of it. But yeah, the rest of it is pretty severe. And it's not just the direct effect of Irish and European goods being exported here to the United States. But Ursula von der Leyen was referring in her statement also to the secondary effects that this might have, because some products that were bound for the United States from other countries in the world might end up being rerouted to the European market and, as she put it, dumped into the market, sold in at much cheaper prices, undercutting European products. And she said, we're not having any of that. There will be extra measures put in place in Europe to protect, I guess, the market and producers on your side of the Atlantic. So there's a lot of things to unpack here. So I wouldn't say anybody's out of the woods yet. And even if pharmaceuticals are excluded from these tariffs now, the Americans still retain the right to put them in if they need to do so or want to do so. I suspect why they haven't done it at the moment is they want to assess the impact on their own supply chains, which are fairly fragile. They mentioned what happened during COVID as a reason to move production into the United States and have secure supply lines. But if you do something suddenly, you might knock the supply lines now.
And Secretary Bessett saying to the rest of the world, don't retaliate, and this is as bad as it will get. It won't get worse than this. But if you retaliate, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, which is kind of what you expect them to say in a situation like this. We've put these tariffs on you. Don't you dare retaliate or we will escalate it. That's the way it goes in these trade talks. He said nobody wins in trade rows. The European Commission have said nobody wins in trade wars. Although Bessant did say if you are the deficit country, then you kind of hold the cards, where we heard those expressions before. And it's the surplus countries are the ones who tend to make the concessions when you have trade wars like this going on. But he's setting it up, or setting the stage for negotiation. Ursula von der Leyen is setting the stage for negotiation. In fact, Maroš Šefčovič has been over here twice in the past month, meeting with his American counterparts, trying to get negotiations going, getting laughed at to some extent tonight on Fox News by Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, not specifically Šefčovič, but he was describing various efforts from various countries to try and head off tariffs, and saying you wouldn't believe the kind of conversations we've been having over the past few weeks on this. But look, they have to come to some kind of a negotiation on these things. There needs to be a settlement and an arrangement of some sort. Doesn't mean to say it's going to be one that will suit the Europeans, the Irish, the Chinese, the Japanese, anybody other than the Americans. But they are the ones who are driving this policy now. And until we get into the weeds of negotiations, we don't really know which way it's going to bounce. The Americans have been raising all kinds of issues about non-tariff barriers. Lutnick again this evening saying they don't take our chicken over in Europe. We all remember the chlorinated chicken rows that have gone on down the years. But some of us also remember that a solution to that particular issue was on the table in transatlantic trade talks that started in Dublin Castle back in 2013. The TTIP talks, remember those? They didn't go anywhere, but a lot of these issues for reducing the trade barriers between Europe and America have been on the table. Technical solutions have been worked out. Eurocrats told me they had a way to get around these issues. So I presume those dossiers haven't been thrown out in a skip, that they can dust these down and start introducing measures that might please the Americans and might lead to a reduction in these tariffs.
And Sean, this morning, obviously a lot of the discussion here in Ireland about the impact on us, the impact on Europe, but also there's going to be a hit for the American consumer. Is there a sign here of potential trouble for Donald Trump and the fact that four Republican senators voted against Canada tariffs? That's the first political reverse he's had.
Yes, it is the first political reverse he's had on this tariff issue, that you had four senators crossing the aisle, voting through a motion. It will be shot down in the House and Trump can override it anyway if it came to his desk. Nevertheless, it is a real political sign of the unease that is abroad in the US Congress, particularly in the upper house, and particularly on measures to do with Canada, which is their closest neighbour and is nowadays their second biggest trading partner after Mexico. When you look at it as individual countries, when you look at it as trading blocks, it's the European Union is the biggest trade and economic relationship that the United States has. And so people are looking at that and saying, how did they get from what is set out in this presidential order, an EU average tariff rate against America of 5%? How did that suddenly become a 20% tariff? And indeed, how did they knock it up to 39%, which was their opening bid, and saying this is the kind of tariff that the Europeans impose on us?
And that's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.